It's been exciting. It's been very different for very positive reasons than Los Angeles. There's a lot less people here. The airport, in terms of its challenges, were a little bit of a surprise in that coming here, you obviously don't have the numbers like LAX, you know, 220,000 people coming into the airport every day. But what you do have is, you know, you have about 34 daily flights here that is our peak season. You have an airport that is constrained by terrain. You have an airport that's constrained by weather in terms of your approach visibilities. Mother Nature impact on getting flights in here in a predictable manner has been probably one of the bigger surprises to me. And then just the terminal itself being very, very constrained. It's not always the most pleasant passenger experience that would be commensurate with the other aspects of the experience that people are going to have in Snowmass and Aspen and elsewhere in the Roaring Fork Valley. So we need to put a little bit more attention on that.
Tell me more. What would you like to focus on?
You know, we're really focusing on taking the airport to its next level from a standpoint of community compatibility, but also responsiveness to what the demand is, but at the same time, balancing those two. What's interesting and I think exciting to me is you don't hear one group trying to, at the expense of another's group, meet their agenda. So let's see, you know, how big of aircraft we can bring in here. Let's see how many flights we can get in here. Let's see how big of a terminal we can fit in the footprint. You're not hearing any of that. You're hearing, let's be responsive to what demand is and what safety is, first and foremost, at the airport. But let's also make sure that it's not at the expense of changing the character of the community or changing the quality of life or experience that people are having out there, whether they're enjoying nature or whether they're just enjoying their single, probably largest investment in life, their home. The other aspect I think that's just really cool here is the welcoming that you've received from the community, from the residential communities to the homeowners associations to that of the business community to just longtime residents in the Roaring Fork Valley. It's just been a very warm and inviting community. A little bit of sympathy of, John, you've got your hands full in the coming years, so we're glad you're here, but we're very, very excited to be here.
There were lots of travel problems for airline passengers during the busy Christmas through New Year's week. Wintry weather forced lots of flights to get canceled or diverted. Kenny got complaints that private planes might have been getting priority over commercial flights. Kenny maintains favoritism did not happen.
Yeah, it was actually phone calls from passengers who were on those aircraft, who were listening to the pilot announce the reason that we can't get into Aspen, either taking a delay or a diversion, or going back to Denver for fuel only to go back up in the sky and wait, was that the general aviation, corporate aviation, if you will, had been given priority to come into Aspen, and there was no room left in terms of capacity in the sky to get into the airport in a timely manner. And that simply got a lot of traction. It wouldn't go away for almost a couple weeks. It just really was swirling out there very, very vigorously. And we met with the Federal Aviation and are going to continue to do so, but we've met with the Federal Aviation from not only here locally, but down in the En Route Center, which is that facility that not only takes care of the Denver area, but an area about 300 nautical miles around Denver, as well as the FAA Command Center. We've got all three of those groups together, and we started comparing notes, brought the airlines in, as well as the corporate aviation folks. And as I was hoping would happen, gaps were identified. The FAA said, hey, wait a sec, we saddled up and got on a plane and went back to the command center, coordinated with you that these are the procedures we wanted to put in place. And the command center said, oops, a little bit of a miscommunication there. We didn't quite stick to that game plan. And so, you know, it's understandable. It's a huge organization, but their mission is always first and foremost. Move the most aircraft you can in the most safe and expeditious manner possible. And they clearly did that throughout the holidays. So even though there was inconveniences, there was no operational issues or errors. And at the same time, the airport could look itself in the mirror and say, we could do some things differently too.
Well, John Kenny, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you for the opportunity.
John Kenny is director of the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. The Upper Valley's next busy stretch is expected to be this coming weekend. That's for the President's Day holiday.